This is GPB. Good morning. I'm Leah Fleming. Georgia voters will decide next month whether the state can take over failing schools. Amendment 1 is a plan by Republican Governor Nathan Deal in which an appointed superintendent accountable to the governor could add up to 20 low-performing schools to an opportunity school district each year and then either convert them into charter schools, overhaul management, or even close them. The majority of schools that could be taken over tend to be in high poverty areas with minority students. So how will you vote on Amendment 1? To get more perspective on this, we're joined by Atlanta attorney Glenn Delk. Delk has been urging greater school choice in Georgia for several years, over 25. He supports Amendment 1. And Tyler Barr heads up the Georgia PTA Association, a group that represents a 250,000 Georgia parents. They have some concerns about Amendment 1. And Tyler, we'll start with you. What are some of those concerns that you all have?
Well, primarily our main concern is the possibility that this would take away the rights or the control away from our local school board districts. And the second concern is the potential silence of the parents' voice. And we just feel that parents should have a say-so in this process, not at the ballot, or at the polls, but they should have had a say-so at the beginning of the inception of this particular piece of legislation.
And I know, Glenn, that you've written on this extensively and taken a closer look at it. Have you heard those concerns before?
Yes, I have. And there's two responses with respect to the question of local control. Our Constitution, Georgia's Constitution, gives the individual citizens a right to an adequate education. It says nothing about the local school board has that right to an adequate education. So I fully embrace the idea that parents have that right. And secondly, with respect to parents having more choice, under this system, parents don't have to send their kids to the schools once they're reconstituted. But I would agree with Tyler that I don't think Amendment 1 goes far enough. As I've said many times, I think every parent should have the right to take the funds and go to the school of their choice. Currently, right now, we have a system in which the only people who have choice are those who can buy a house in the right school district or pay private school tuition.
Is there evidence, Glenn, to suggest that a plan like Amendment 1 actually works? I know it's been tried in other states. Louisiana has something very similar with mixed results.
Well, not so mixed. The most recent research coming out of Tulane less than a year ago showed that there was significant improvement in the academic achievement of the kids who attended the reconstituted schools. And I would urge your listeners to think about exactly where we are from a public policy standpoint. Everybody knows that in today's world, you have to have at least a high school degree, more likely a college degree. The governor has set a goal. He's got a complete College Georgia plan, and he's set a goal of having at least 60% of all entering ninth graders get either a 2 or 4 year degree. I think your listeners would be shocked to know what the actual number is right now. For all Georgia students, that number is 9, and for minority students, it's 2. And I don't think we can go on with the way we're doing it. And for those who oppose Amendment 1, I'd ask them, what's your solution?
Tyler, obviously, you all mm-hmm. at the PTA have looked at that as well. Certainly, you would agree that that is troubling to have schools that are underperforming.
Absolutely, and I'm glad that you used the word underperforming because we do not believe that these schools are failing. What we believe is that the policies are failing these schools. And these schools, yes, they have an opportunity to turn around or to improve, but with the resources being stripped away from these local schools, how can you adequately educate a child? You can strip, certain amount of dollars from a school in a more prominent community and they can survive, but when you're talking about low-income, poor black communities, these schools, they have to have these resources. And so that has been the problem, over the years, that these schools constantly have been stripped away from those resources. So this particular proposal, while I agree that the opportunity that is before us is the chance to have this conversation. Otherwise, if the governor never proposed this, we would never have this conversation. So I do commend the governor on that. However, all the data that I've seen and we have seen in our research from other states who have tried this, it has not been proven to be successful.
I was reading about a woman in Clayton County. She has a teenage son that's in the Clayton County schools. And she says that she has some questions about Amendment 1 before she goes to vote on it. And one of the questions she had is, would her local PTA maintain the same level of input into the schools under Amendment 1? And then also, would students get tutoring or other specialized attention that the school district can't currently give? And I want to get your thoughts on that. What would you
what the governor's proposition does is it allows the state to either convert the underperforming schools into charter schools or contract schools and bring somebody else in to operate. And those people who come in to operate clearly want parental involvement in order to be successful. And secondly, they are able to provide the additional resources. And I would just challenge the assertion that the issue is one of money. There's not a single economic study done in the last 30 years that shows any tie between the amount of money that you spend and the academic achievement.
And how would you respond to that, Tom?
I would just simply say that this is not about education. This is about money and politics. And if you look at, you know, where this bill started, it just happened overnight. This particular case had been just, you know, growing over years after years with over-testing, eliminating the resources and funding from schools, as well as, you know, these for-profit corporations have been trying to push legislation in the state of Georgia for years to get to this point. And now we're here. And this is why I'm urging your listeners, you know, to definitely vote no on this, because you got to follow the money and you got to read the fine print. In this piece of legislation, it says nothing about how they're going to improve the schools and how these schools are going to, you know, be productive and come back into a traditional system.
Tyler Barr, you head up the Georgia PTA Association. Glenn Delk, you are an Atlanta attorney and certainly have been urging greater choice in Georgia schools for over 25 years. Thank you both for coming by and sharing your thoughts. We appreciate it.
Glad to be here.
You're welcome. Thank you.